Test, 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 test. Went to a great place last night for dinner. The Grill on the Alley in Westlake Village. And I guess they have one. They've got a few elsewhere in town. But this was a great place. Great, great server. And we had, you know, I have dinner once a week now with Maria while she's going through this ordeal. She's going to have her surgery in June. But it's tough for her to get around, you know, while she's, you know, having to deal with this, man. It's just a, you know, tough for her. But anyway, and of course I'm helping her in and out of the restaurant. People think, what, is she hammered? You know, is she drunk? Is she, and I have to literally say, she's having hip replacement surgery. She's okay, you know. But it was a great dinner. We had, I said, you know what? I feel like just getting, something to eat here, man. Cause I'm on the constant diet. I'm always holding it to 2000 calories a day and all this shit. So on Friday night or Saturday night, let's blow it out a little bit. So I had, cause I really miss oysters the way we had them in Florida, you know, that a steamed bucket of these motherfuckers, you know, like Chesapeake Bay style, you know, Florida style. Yeah, out here in California, forget it. Forget it. They don't even know what you're fucking talking about. You ask them for oysters, they think they have an oyster bar out here is when they bring you a half. Seriously, there is a place here in Westlake Village where they call it an oyster bar. I'm going to have to go over there and sit down and see if it's actually an oyster bar. It's just bullshit. But they bring it on the half shell. Most pathetic fucking oyster. Having just said that the grill on the alley is a great restaurant, the most pathetic goddamn oysters you ever saw in your life. In your life. Really terrible. Let me see something here. I'm going to log in here. Had a wedge salad with blue cheese dressing, you know, had grilled asparagus, had a Kansas City steak, or what was it? Yeah. How do I get rid of this, man? I have no idea, by the way, that in producing the movie today, I have no fucking idea if the file is good. You know, we had a problem with that slapback. I think I corrected it, you know, but there's no goddamn way of telling. What the fuck is this? Oh, this is... What is this? Hey, by the way, where's the goddamn... What's today? Or tomorrow? The 10th? There we go. Geffen? There it is, okay.
I'm John Horn. I'm the host of Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. I'm here with our very first guest, Rainn Wilson.
Hi, John. It looks like I'm the first guest.
So that's that. Let me see this fucking thing. 1, 2, 3, 4 spots. 60s. Oh, look at this. Look at this, man. Wednesday? The one that's scheduled for Wednesday between 12 a.m. Okay. And that would be what? That's stamps.com. Okay, cool. Casper, BarkBox, and Audible. What does CPA mean? Well, you know, I might as well log in. So who won the fucking Masters, dude? I have no idea. I didn't watch it. I saw, I didn't see any sports. I watched a little soccer. I watched a little English football. Have not seen the Masters. I didn't have any, you know, I want to watch the Masters. You got to sit on your ass a good long bit of time to watch it, enjoy it. I did not have that kind of time this weekend. I guess I'll just click over here and find out. Why don't I just do that? Oh boy. Okay. Donald Trump. Let's head into World War III. Spieth and Fowler fizzled on final day. Okay. Who won? Oh. Well, who fucking won? Sergio Garcia. Great. Oh, he's 9 under. We have a playoff? So we got a 3. Sergio Garcia in the playoff hole. Rose took a 5. God, Sergio Garcia, man, that dude is like not my age. He's younger than me, but he's... Isn't he like verging on 50? This guy that killed those people in Miami in the fitness club. Typical psychopath, you know, kills himself so nobody else has control over his fucking... He didn't kill himself because he has remorse. Why do you think they kill themselves? They kill themselves so nobody else can have control over their bodies, over their lives. That's why they hang themselves in jail cells. Not because they feel bad. because I will be the guy who does what needs to be done with me. You know, that's the thinking. Let's see what I'm going to do here. What's today? What's the date today? It's the 9th. Tomorrow's the 10th. Okay. Did we already do this garlic thing with Bobby? And we did. Fucking Chris Norton. If you go to Dr. Elcott's Twitter feed, you can see a picture of Priesterly Oil Can Wilson being leveled in 1975. Definitely a something to see. Definitely a sight to see. Yeah, I think Frank Gray is going to do a review of... Frank Gray will do a review of audio. Tell me, what do you think you would do then? Dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm. So Westbrook got his 42nd triple-double against the Denver Nuggets, which breaks Oscar Robertson's record that he had tied.
Here you go.
Okay, wait a second, man. To the gym there. To the restaurant. Uh-huh. Okay. The cafe. This is a cafe, though. Well, that sounds like a... That could be Ted's. Okay. Then Steve Frank with Steve Bannon, Fairy in a Helmet. Then then will come... let's see. One is Ted Bell. Three. And then four. Jay Sanos, Fairy in a Helmet. Everyone knows it's windy. And windy has stormy... Okay. And then Jay Sanos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. All right. Police bed, police station. That ain't a phone bed. So he's like, okay, whatever, man. I'll tell you, when I went from Premier Radio to Talk Radio Network, it was like crashing and fucking burning in terms of the technical support. I was just thinking back on that, you know, it was like Premier really had their shit together. TRN was like talking to a bunch of fucking morons, like people that, like they didn't even speak the fucking language, man. You can say what you want about Phil Hendry. I may be the biggest asshole in the world, and there are people that actually come to my defense, you know. Because the rep on me is, if you didn't know, the rep on me is that I'm hard to work with, and on into I'm an asshole. I can tell you this much. I know what I'm doing when it comes to this shit, and I know what sounds good, and I know what doesn't. And people that say that I'm hard to work with don't know their fucking ass from a hole in the goddamn ground about the fucking business we're in and about creating and producing a show that sounds good, you know. Period. I don't know how they got into the business. I don't know how they fucking stay in the business, but there is my little speech for the day. No. I'm not saying every show I do is great. I'm not even talking about the quality of the show. I'm talking about the technical approach to the show. I know exactly what I'm doing. Okay. At least I know what I'm doing. I wouldn't tell anybody else how to do their thing. Well, all right, my dears. Yes. Well, isn't this interesting? Where's the goddamn... thing. Testy 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3. I think we got it, man. I think we know what we're doing. I think we got it. I think we got it. I think we got it. Testing.